Starting now. You can do the introduction now, Anthony.
Do we need a real intro? Or can we just start talking about stuff?
I think you need to say the name of the podcast.
We need to say the name of the podcast, probably. Right, and
when we do the intro, do you want to go around and say who we are?
Yeah.
All right, so do you want me to do... We need a cool tagline, though.
What did you call it before? It was funny. You
were no, Quirks and Compulsions is the name, but we're trying to figure out a short tagline that explains the point.
The show that overanalyzes...
Things that would otherwise be overlooked and meaningless.
Overanalyzing the overlooked?
Ooh, that's good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Overanalyzing the overlooked.
Like that's
that.
Good.
I like that. All right,
that's
okay,
good.
Let's
wait,
do
let
that.
Me write that down.
That's really good.
Let me write that down.
So this is Quirks and Compulsions, the show about overanalyzing the overlooked. Parts of life or just the overlooked?
Just the overlooked.
The overlooked, yeah.
Yeah, that keeps it broad.
Hello. Welcome to the first episode of Quirks and Compulsions. Actually, it's episode 00 because we're zero
right. Index-based.
Right.
Yeah.
The show about overanalyzing the overlooked. My name is Patrick Marseille.
I'm Anthony Colangelo.
And I'm Aura Seltzer.
So this is a show we've been thinking about for, I don't know, a couple months now. I should mention we all are co-workers at Happy Cog in Philadelphia. That's where we're sitting right now in the studio here. And what was it? How long ago was your Europe trip, Patrick?
That was my honeymoon, actually, and that was last October. So
okay, so
how many months ago was that?
This was right as you were preparing for that, right? When this first came up?
It was after I got back because that's when the actual artifact that spawned this became public knowledge.
That's right. Okay, so he gets
like
back
7 months ago.
6, 7 months. Okay, so Patrick gets back from his honeymoon, and on his desk is a little well-formatted document printed out that just says Patrick's packing list.
Right.
And Aura and I kind of got on this a little bit and started analyzing his packing list because he had this intricate list created about what he needed to pack to go on his, what was it, like a week or two trip to Europe?
I think it was 10 days.
But this was a workable template.
Right. So my thinking behind this actually, you guys don't even know this part. So... not this past March, but the March before that, I was visiting a friend of mine in Austin during South by Southwest Interactive, and his girlfriend at the time was preparing for a trip to go, I think, to India, and I noticed how meticulously she was packing, and she had a handwritten list, I think that was on an index card or something, and she's one of those people that takes a photo of all of their clothes laid out on the floor.
Oh, man.
And then before it goes in. So
is that for reference while on the trip so she knows what's in there?
I don't know. It might have just been some Instagram fetish because I think that's like a thing that people do. So that was sort of like ingrained in my mind as something I took note of on that trip.
That then, you wanted to emulate?
No, it just... I never... At the time, I didn't think, oh, I should do this. It was more of like a... Well, that's interesting. I've never seen anyone be this organized about packing before. So about a couple weeks before my honeymoon, I decided I need to make a plan of what to bring because I'm number one leaving the country and I'm not staying at hotels the whole time. I'm going to be like renting apartments and stuff. So what I would pack to stay at a place that I'm renting is a little bit different than what I would pack to stay at a hotel. So I wanted to
Can we stop there and ask why?
Because some of the places, like, I don't know.
Is it
know.
The laundry options?
Is it the hauling of bags?
Yeah, it's a hauling of bags through European cities that are cobblestone streets, so, like, wheels may not be appropriate.
But you're going to do that if you're staying in a hotel.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, whatever.
In my mind, it was different. So I thought I had to plan more carefully. So I made a Google Doc originally of this and basically started by listing... Excuse me, I have to burp. Listing everything that I owned in terms of clothing that I might pack on a trip. And then I thought if I start broad, I could pare down. So I listed everything. And then I realized I should organize this list by like category. So there's like shirts, pants, jackets, overcoats, toiletries, accessories.
And quantities.
And quantities of
like
each.
How many pairs of the specific pants or socks
but
you
this,
have. and want to bring.
This also isn't just like, I need 5 shirts. This is, I need my 1 gingham shirt.
Right.
Very specific. Yeah. Overly detailed. This is detailed.
A piece of your wardrobe.
Right. I wanted to make sure that every possible shirt that I would need on the trip was accounted for. So that's what I did.
Crazy ass
so I made this crazy ass list.
So that's when we picked it up, because we saw this and started talking about this, just grilling him on why he has such a detailed list. Mm-hmm. And this was like not the first time we've had these types of conversations. And we started realizing that we do this about everything, really. We always have like Friday afternoon chats about something really stupid that we get like overly specific about.
Right.
And that was our spawning of this idea of creating a show where we just talk about these different things.
And a show that's not related to our work in any way. So this isn't about how we develop or design websites. It's about how we kind of nerd out on the other parts of our lives. Yeah.
So we're going to do episode 0 about packing for travel to follow up with the origin story of Quirks and Compulsions.
Right.
So here we go. But I don't know if you want to circle back to packing for hotels versus places you're renting.
When I'm in a hotel, I know that I have access to an iron. That's like, I first of all start with like the knowns and the unknowns. So when you stay at someone's place on Airbnb, there may not be an iron listed as an appliance. So that's like a kind of an unknown thing.
Do you bring your own iron?
No, but I would bring different clothes knowing that I won't have access to an iron. Or clothes that I know if they get a little bit wrinkly, if I wash them, they'll be fine.
No linen coats for you.
Right. No linen coats. I don't really own any silk things. So I don't think that would be an issue.
See, I don't pack any differently clothes-wise based on my environment that I'm going into, other than weather.
You don't. Like, really, I've noticed that in summer, winter, you don't really dress differently except for you wear shorts instead of pants.
Yeah,
I wear sandals instead of sneakers or shoes.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I don't really have that much variation, but that's just my very limited wardrobe.
Right.
So I will pre-iron my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really iron.
Don't you think that's a waste of time, though? Because you're going to be putting them in a bag.
Folding them up.
And that's
going to
get all jumbled. No?
You got technique. You got to roll that.
So, okay. So
but do you iron all your clothes before you wear them anyway? Like, are you a big ironer?
More in the summer than in the winter.
Really?
That seems odd.
I'm the opposite.
Well,
that
seems like girls' wardrobes are a bit different. So.
So you're wearing a sort of a t-shirt,
kind
of cotton knit
this.
Thing. Would you iron
but something? But I didn't put it in the dryer.
Okay.
Basically, I need to iron what I don't put in the dryer,
mm-hmm.
and then hang on a rack.
Okay.
And because I hang it on that rack, it's wrinkly.
So
like sweaters, I might need to iron.
So before your packing method is, you get all your clothes, you iron them, you roll them all, or you just roll shirts, or you roll socks, or what's your?
Give us the from like you know you're going on a trip, and you got to start planning. Take us from there.
From start to finish.
From start, okay. Right there. Yeah. We're going to probably diverge, but go.
All
right.
So first I look at the weather, and then on a Post-it, I'll write, because my list is on a Post-it.
Is this a virtual Post-it or a physical Post-it?
Physical Post-it. Okay. Keep it real.
You stick it like on your bag? Where do you stick it? How do you keep these Post-its in
line?
Don't
jump ahead.
No, we're,
process,
this is what we do.
All right.
So
I'll like write out how many days I'm staying and think about like, how many nights that is, how many pajamas I might need, how many
days
it is.
So this is your packing list.
This is my packing list.
It's just Post-it based.
It's Post-it
based. Okay. But it is not as specific as I want. I don't decide what I'm wearing at that point.
Right.
I just decide I need 3-day outfits, 2-night outfits, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go, I do that at my computer. And then I take that list and I stick it on my bed. And I throw my suitcase on my bed. That's where.
It's a bad move. We'll talk about that though.
Yeah, I ignore.
It's a bad move.
Yeah. I ignore that. And then I will roll pretty much everything. And I work in a way that I've talked to you guys a little bit about this, but I set up.
I've seen Snapchats of what you're about to describe.
The perimeter of rolled clothes.
Bottom of the bag.
Bottom of my suitcase. Sometimes if I have like nice shirts or things that are don't want to get rolled, I have like the top of my suitcase is like mesh zipper.
I'm going to throw a curveball at you.
Okay.
One of the items that you're bringing is a blazer. Do you roll that?
I like that this is like Dungeons and Dragons of
that is one thing that I may like gently drape, fold, and put in the mesh.
Is that the last thing you do?
It depends at what point in the process I decide I'm wearing that.
So wait, is your mesh pocket on the top that folds over?
Flippable part.
The flippy flap?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a wide zip or does it zip the height of the bag?
It zips the width? Entire
perimeter.
The entire perimeter minus all the way around. Minus the bottom.
I got it.
The hinge.
Three-sided zipper. And so I'll roll things. Sometimes I'll roll like multiple shirts together and I'll work around the bag. Sometimes put like underwear and socks together, all that stuff. And then on the inside, I'll normally like, and then I'll build upward, right? So I'm like making walls. And then on the inside of that, I'll normally put my shoes.
Huh.
Hmm.
And so that's because shoes take up a ton of room.
When you put your shoes, do you do the thing where you put them toe to heel, inverted heel?
So they're touching.
So they form a perfect rectangle, or do you line them around the perimeter like you do with the other stuff?
Sneakers, it depends how many shoes I'm bringing. So like sneakers are probably the only pair of my shoes that you can do that.
All right, because the rest might have some sort of a heel or something.
Heels are some actually ankle situation. Better if you put them both in the same direction.
Interesting. See, and I never have to tap
around. I don't have these issues.
Heels are very annoying.
All right, so you're a perimeter based packer. I've never encountered anyone like that.
Neither have I. And you roll almost everything except for things that you might put in the mesh pocket that you would be more inclined to just lay flat or drape.
I never lay things flat except for the mesh pocket.
Okay.
I never roll anything.
Really?
I roll nothing.
You waste so much space.
I've heard that, but I prefer not rolling.
I converted to the rolling method, but I only use it for t-shirts and button-down shirts because I fold my button-down shirts.
You roll them? How do you roll them?
I fold my button-down shirts like I would put them in a drawer. So they're like a pretty much a rectangle. Then I roll that.
Is there a seam on the button line?
Like, do you fold them in half?
Yeah, so it basically looks like a quarter. A shirt's laid flat, but the arms are folded back and the bottom's folded up.
Yep.
And then
Do you break? Is it basically a quarter fold? A quarter fold?
It's
full shirt with no arms.
Okay. Right. That's what I do.
Those are the only kinds of shirts I wear.
Yeah, me too.
But I do not, I don't roll it.
My shirt is either that or a t-shirt. Or a
sweater,
a form of a t-shirt that's long sleeve and has buttons on the front.
Patrick doesn't really wear sweaters.
And you roll all those?
No, I do wear sweaters.
Do you roll those?
Depends on what kind of sweater. If it's a cardigan, no. Just because that's a pain. I don't want to do that. Because you have to button it up all the way, then you have to fold it,
but
then
you do
have
with
to roll
button
it.
Up, no, too. You don't.
The button-ups, I button one button.
You do one? I do every other.
Or I do one and maybe the bottom one.
I do top button. Skip a button.
Wait, collar button or the top button?
Collar button, skip one, button it. Skip one, button it. Skip one, button it.
Keeps the whole thing in line.
That's a good...
But I don't roll it. I just do the shirt with no arms, half fold.
I like how you call them arms instead of sleeves.
I'm going to incorporate that into my workflow.
But I always lay them... The top layer of my bag like the stuff that I don't... That I would have to iron, but I want to limit the amount of wrinkle happening. So my top layer is... Normally button-down shirts, like, you know, half shirt with no arms on
top. What if you need to get to emergency socks or underwear, and you... Are those at the bottom of your bag?
Yeah. But I've never had a situation when I needed that. Like, when I would be in such an emergency... I can't imagine a situation in which I'd be in such an emergency that I couldn't move six shirts to get to a sock.
Do you unpack your clothes?
Always, I unpack everything. I put them in hangers, whatever.
So
because then I use my bag for the dirty stuff.
I have paranoia that if I keep my underwear and socks at the bottom, I'm going to really need them, even though I've never been in that situation.
What the hell situation
so think about
are you
this.
In?
Think about this. You encountered something that caused your underwear to get dirty. I'm not going to get any more detailed than that. And you have to use the sock that you're wearing to clean it up.
What?
So that's a fear I have.
So is this a situation where, like, for whatever reason, you're at the airport
right.
with your carry-on. You don't want to have to dig through your whole bag.
Right.
to get to the emergency stuff.
It needs to be on top just in case.
You've encountered a situation in...
Has this happened to you before?
Yeah. This is a totally irrational fear. But I can imagine that if this ever happened to me, I would my sock would be the first thing I would use to clean it up.
You have bigger issues if they're running into this, though. Like, there are so many more issues with this situation than it would be to move the button-down shirt that's on top of your bag.
I feel like you're putting unnecessary constrictions on your packing.
That's what I'm saying. You're limiting yourself in your packing layout.
Right.
So I'm adding unnecessary requirements. So you're saying do you put all your socks and underwear at the top?
No,
or do you
put
an emergency supply?
I put one set. One set. And then I keep my toiletries at the top, too, so I can easily take them out for security reasons.
So I'm pulling up your packing list here because I'm curious if you differentiate between the emergency pair.
No, I don't. I don't
you
have...
Just, that's a mental thing.
I just while I'm packing, I flag one set of socks and a pair of underwear as emergency style.
So how much...
This is my favorite discovery of this. This is exactly why I wanted to do this show, to figure out crap like that.
I attribute this to my mother, but I definitely always pack way more extra underwear and socks than I need to.
Yeah, see, that's like a lesser version of my
dude,
fear.
I use them to
do
pad
you have a mathematical, stuff. Like, what's your kind of calculation for how many extras?
I pack one, so for every day I'm going to be away, I pack one pair of socks, one pair of underwear, and then if I know I'm going out... to some sort of dinner or some event, I'll pack a pair of fancy socks on top of that. And then, on top of that, I will pack one extra pair of underwear and socks per week, I think, probably. This is not calculated, but I'm just saying, I'll pack one extra as a buffer every week I'll be away.
What if you're not going for a week?
I'll pack the minimum is one extra.
Okay. I'm at three extra for a 2-day trip.
Wow, that's extensive.
I think I have a fear that I'll get stuck.
Encounter
wherever
a situation.
I am. No, I'm not fearful of situations. Okay. I'm fearful that travel issues.
All right, that's good enough. You're planning for that because that's always an issue.
So, what about trip length? Do you have one set of luggage that you use no matter what, do you have a bag for maybe 2 to 3 day trips and a bag for week or more trips or something?
I have
a
wheelie bag that is a medium size wheeler thing, a carry on, standard carry on size,
right,
with wheels, two wheels. Sure. I want four wheels. I just haven't upgraded yet.
See, I don't like that.
I don't know about four. I'm still, dude, every time Mark goes on a trip
weird
with me,
to me,
he's cruising
seems
with it.
Weird
it's
to me.
I know. I heard it's good. Anyway, so I have a medium sized thing that gets me I'm going to Italy in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For 8 days.
That sounds nice.
I think I'll be able to just do that.
What?
That bag. Yeah.
Just a...
For me, not...
Plus a carry-on, right?
No,
plus a...
No, that...
Plus
a,
just
like a backpack.
One carry-on suitcase?
Like a backpack.
Jeez.
Carry-on suitcase. But,
But you're just packing
question.
T-shirts
but
and
I
shorts.
Have small, I have other bags that are, over-the-shoulder, duffel type, almost. I have, a one that gets me, a weekend, and one that gets me, 5 days.
So,
Depends, again, depends on the shoes.
The situation you're in... I'm going to give you. You're going to a client meeting that's travel. You're going to be away for 3 days, and you need to be dressed up for at least 2 of those days.
Okay. What climate? What climate?
We'll say it's...
Air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned, but it's maybe 80 degrees, moderate humidity, pretty nice.
Okay.
Slight chance of rain.
Slight chance
of
rain.
That's a good one. All right, so I have two fancy days.
Two fancy days. The rest of the time, you're chilling.
And I'm there for 3 days. So
you're there for 3 days, totally.
A regular clothes day. One day that's fancy.
Right. The regular clothes day is probably...
Travel.
Your travel day
travel
home.
Day. Okay. So you're saying, what bag do I use?
Yeah.
I can get... I would be totally fine in my, over-the-shoulder duffel bag, which is probably about, 24 inches long. No, probably 24 by 18 or something.
Okay.
12 or 18. So it's a medium.
So you would choose
smaller one.
You would choose that?
I would choose that.
You're
sure.
Flying too.
Yeah, backpack for all the other shit.
I'm guessing you would choose a garment bag, Patrick.
No.
I wear a lot less fancy clothes than you two, though.
I used to use garment bags, but I got screwed by a garment bag once. And
I how much emotion is in.
And
in
you can talk
things.
To Chris Cash Dollar.
Is this because you had to haul that when you were almost missed your connection?
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was the worst. And I was in, what airport was that?
Somewhere out west.
Somewhere out west where the gate was like so far away.
Chicago? And the Midway?
I think it was Chicago.
Because I almost missed one there.
The tram wasn't working. So we had to walk the whole way or use those Skywalker
moving walkway
things.
Another great
topic. Well, how did this garment bag screw you?
Anyway.
Everybody else had wheelies.
Everyone else had wheelies that could travel way faster than me. So I was the guy that's struggling to keep up. And it was a garment bag that I bought, I think, on eBay or something. And it was old-ish, and the strap wasn't great.
Are you talking like a full-length garment bag?
Well, it was a full-length garment bag. Basically, think about the size of the way a suit looks hanging up, about that tall. But then it folds and clasps at the top, so it's half that size.
And then it goes the vertical
like the size
height.
Of a suit
folded in half.
But where are the pants hanging in the suit? Are they like inside the jacket?
Yes.
So just like a suit jacket
plus
length.
A little bit more.
Plus a little extra.
Yeah.
Did you have like shoes at the bottom?
Yes, I had shoes.
You were weighed down.
Everything that I had was in there. Shoes.
That was like your bag.
That was my bag.
You had like a backpack or anything?
I had my work bag, which is a leather messenger bag. So I was working with some I was trying to look cool, quote unquote.
Okay.
Rather than be
usefulness.
Useful.
Utility.
And I thought at the time the garment bag was a mixture of both. No.
How would that ever be seen as utility and useful?
Because
other than the not ironing,
right? That's the thing.
Folding situation.
I was like, I don't want to have to iron when I get to the hotel. But I've learned my lesson, and I bought a wheelie, and I'm never going to not use the wheelie, even if it's a 2-day trip.
Okay, so what do you do if you have that same baggage or not baggage?
Same conditions.
Same garments. No, as the garment bag.
So I would pack the suit. In the bag, I would fold the pants like you would if you were hanging them on a hanger and then fold them vertically.
One more time.
And then the suit jacket, I would lay down flat, cross the arms in front of each other, and then fold it in half long ways like a paper airplane, and then put that in.
Is that going to fit in the length of your of your wheelie?
I've done it.
You're going to have to tuck
then.
It around the edge?
I've done it since then, and the wrinklage is not bad.
Did you have to tuck the tail or like around?
No.
Oh.
My wheelie is long enough.
Just the last few sentences. Fast forward.
All right.
So we're talking about packing for travel.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about, do you have multiple luggages?
I have one 4-wheeled suitcase that can fit in the carry-on that I use pretty much for 2 to 4 days, can probably stretch 5
depending
on
the
weather.
Shoes.
And the shoes. The
shoe situation.
The shoes. And then I have a duffel that's on wheels. I don't really like using duffels without wheels.
Yeah. I don't have wheels on mine are like shoulder bag duffel kind of thing.
My wheelie is a duffel.
Yeah.
I don't have a bigger wheelie than that, but I need to invest in one.
So the bigger one that I have, it has 2 compartments. There's like a bottom, probably like 6-inch tall, kind of just long rectangular zippable area that you could put. That's like great for shoes. And then the top is like a pretty foot tall, maybe. The whole thing is probably 2.5 feet long, I guess. Hmm. That's for like
multi-week
trip.
Oh, gotcha. Huh.
So what's your threshold for non-checking versus checking a bag?
Like days or what?
So
if I can get away with not checking, I'm never checking a bag.
Right. I will check if...
What if money's no object?
He's flying Southwest.
That's true. We do fly Southwest a lot.
Never checking a bag. Unless I'm... In a situation in which I have to use like the big ass wheelie, can't put in the overhead things,
right?
I'll never check a bag.
Do you own one of those bags?
I have one, yeah.
Okay.
Even if I check a bag, I still bring like some key toiletries, spare underwear.
You have your emergency
underwear.
You got to.
If you're checking it, you have to.
In my carry-on.
That's
in
the problem.
In my purse.
That's the problem with like if I try to get away on the Italy trip, not checking, right? I'm not going to, because here's the situation.
If you buy your entire new wardrobe in Italy.
Well, no, but here's... If you know you're checking a bag, you can plan your emergency rations.
Right.
But if you don't, and you're carrying on, and you get, like, gate checked, there goes your emergency rations.
Not if you have that emergency underwear right at the top of your suitcase.
You can grab it. That's my situation, then.
See?
I've never had to have that situation, because I normally... Like, if I'm going somewhere where if I lose my bag, I'm screwed, I will make sure I have emergency rations, either.
Isn't that every trip, though?
So
if
basically,
you lose your bag, you're screwed in almost every situation that you'd be traveling for.
I'm going direct somewhere, I'm less worried.
Okay.
And if that's a good point, but...
So here's
I guess I mean for emergency things. Like, if I'm traveling within the country, and I... lose my bag or something, I can figure it out. I don't want to be dealing with that out of the country just because you got enough crap to figure out.
Toothpaste and deodorant are very expensive there.
I don't know. The other thing I got to plan is what I always do if I'm checking like contact solution or something, like a big bottle of it.
Right.
I at least fill my little... contact lens holder thing.
Right.
Fill it with solution.
Yep.
So that if you get in a situation, you need to take your contacts out, you can put them in there and then just use glasses.
Do you have any products that you use regularly that they don't make in a travel size that you have to check every time?
No, I can get all of my stuff in travel size.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay, me too.
No. You don't have these? Okay.
I'm.
What about the hair product?
The pomade is the right size that I use.
Okay.
But... my wife has some things that she has these bottles that they make that are like refillable. They're for like squirting in shampoo and stuff.
Oh, like whatever you want.
Right.
Do it yourself.
Yeah,
things.
That's what she uses.
I should invest in some of those.
Old, like I have one, like a bottle from like a conditioner or whatever from like Walgreens or whatever. And then I put my own stuff in it.
So you used it once and then were cheap and just kept buying.
Exactly.
That's good.
That's a good situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on.
You want to go to like talk about?
Let's talk.
Now we got there, right? Everything you're in the hotel or apartment or whatever you're doing,
right?
Dirty laundry. I've already said I unpack everything.
You put so you put it in the actual hotel furniture drawers and
depends and, if or, it's a little.
When
like,
you say unpack, what do you mean?
If it as long as it's not like you know kind of gross in there, I'll use the drawers and hangers depending on what kind of stuff I have.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a little.
Didn't
strange,
she?
Yeah. If it's a little weird in there, I'll just keep it in my bag and I'll maneuver things so that I have dirty laundry area.
So, for me, I'll always hang up any businessy type.
I always use hangers.
Always use the hangers.
Always use the hangers.
Because what's the risk in that?
It's minimal touching.
I'll use the drawers almost every time, unless it's a trip that's only for like overnight, or if it's a trip for only 2 days, maybe.
Same.
I even use the drawers then.
My fear.
I just don't like.
Fear with the drawers is that I'm going to forget something. I don't care. Like, cleanliness, I mean, I've never been to never stayed in a hotel where the drawers were so disgusting that I didn't want to put my clothes in.
No.
For me, it's an all or nothing approach. I either have to only do the drawers and not totally empty my suitcase, or, otherwise, then I'm going to forget.
I'm in the same boat. So, do you designate one drawer, then, for dirty laundry, and you just put when you're ready to go, you just put everything in there?
I love using the plastic bag.
Ooh,
oh, that's what I always do.
Me too.
Yep.
My boyfriend probably hates this, but I always claim that. And I just love the fact that like it's for actually doing your laundry through the hotel. And I'm like, no, I'm not using
this. Sticking it to the man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you use
plastic bag.
You put it right into there and then you pack that? Or what do you do once you have that thing filled, you're going home?
This is where my system breaks down. Because I roll things, and that's pretty compact, you can't just, like, have a ball of laundry in a bag.
Won't fit.
So you kind of have to organize.
You get screwed.
The dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you have to go through all your dirty laundry, and
it's not great. I agree.
What's the solution?
Not rolling.
Well.
Planning better.
I don't know.
I don't roll.
Have to go through your dirty laundry or pack more?
Well, okay. Here's my other thing. I have developed the situation, which I don't have to roll, then I can get whatever I need to for the trip. And then I don't have to spend a lot of time packing up on the trip, so I can get more actual trip stuff in. Because then I can basically, as long as I have everything and it makes it into the bag, I don't really care necessarily how things work out on that end. You know what I mean? I don't have to really plan my repacking.
I understand.
So I can use that.
You're not buying souvenirs.
Oftentimes, I have more space when I'm heading back because clumping all the dirty laundry up and just like compressing it is much more space efficient than my packing originally.
Okay. I have two things to say. First off, have you guys ever actually used that hotel laundry service before?
Never.
Nope.
I've only been in one situation where I was able to do it and it was awesome because I was traveling to LA for work and then I was traveling back home for like 3 days and then going back to LA to the same hotel and staying there. So what I did was...
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I kept my suit there and all my luggage there with the exception of an emergency set of underwear and socks.
Obviously, for that situation.
Got them to dry clean my suit and wash all my clothes. And then when I came back, they were waiting for me at the hotel and I had no bag. It was brilliant. So
no one is ever in that situation.
Yeah, what if that didn't work out for you?
Well, it was a risk that I was willing to take and it paid off.
Well, I mean, what kind of hotel was it?
It
was at least trustable.
It was a very nice hotel.
Okay, so you're fine. You know?
Yeah, it was a...
Did you tell them that you were going to be... Boutique? How did you organize that? Like, did you... When you put your laundry, you did a little slip thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write, like, well, I'm leaving but coming back in 3 days?
No, I filled the laundry bag up with my dirty clothes, brought my suit down on a hanger, gave it to the person at the front desk. Because I don't trust the people coming around the room to deal with this. This is a complicated situation that requires... delicate handling,
right.
And an eye-to-eye contact, which is a contract, in my opinion, that says, I'm not going to screw this up for you.
And someone who has the connections
right.
that they need from the laundry service
yes.
and the people who are doing the rooms, everything.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's one thing. The second thing is, if you have clean clothes left over from your trip, and you shove all your dirty laundry into your bag, and they touch the clean clothes, right. thus contamination. Them.
Big issue.
Are you going to wash the clean clothes again, or are you just going to put the clean clothes back in your drawer when you get home and wash the dirty clothes?
I have a good one for this.
Okay.
I will, if I'm in that situation.
Right. Because in your world, you just shove everything back in the bag and it fits fine. There's no, you don't have to organize.
Right. But if I have a situation in which I have clean clothes that need to not be contaminated, I will often designate one piece as the contamination blocker. So I will layer the bottom of the bag with laundry and then make a layer of a dividing layer with like that particular shirt that's been designated contamination blocker. And that'll be like the division between clean and dirty. So I get home, take the clean stuff out. Once I hit that shirt, just grab everything, throw it in the wash.
I feel like this is some like Swiffer commercial versus the box.
It's like it just scoops it all up in one thing. That's pretty good. I thought that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Smart. This isn't a problem for me.
So you just dump everything in the...
No.
What? You use everything.
No. I order...
No, she packs extra 3 days worth of extra underwear and socks. So what happened to those?
So, you know how I mentioned I use the plastic bag in the room for the laundry.
Right.
So when I'm organizing the dirty laundry, I put it back in the bag.
In the laundry bag or your bag?
In the laundry bag. And then put the laundry bag in my bag.
Right. But what if you have... What if you have more clothes than fit in the laundry bag?
I get more bags.
Okay. I didn't know you had an access to any
can
bags
always,
you want.
You can always call the front desk and ask for more laundry bags.
Or you put dirty free laundry, like not in a bag, on one side, then use the bag as the barrier.
Right. You could do that.
Okay. So you put the clean clothes in the bag and the dirty laundry stays free?
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying...
Both not in the plastic bag.
Oh, use
using
the bag
plastic bag
exclusively
as
a wall.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
The thing that I do like is one of my suitcases, the duffel, has a comes with a laundry bag, like a nylon, just a regular laundry bag that is inside it that you can just use.
I have one bag that by like over the shoulder bag has one of like the side compartments has that like thing that you should use for shoes, like mm-hmm. that kind of like plasticky inside mm-hmm. thing. And if I'm not using that for shoes, which I normally do, I will use that as the dirty laundry area.
Mm-hmm. This actually reminds me back to the garment bag issue.
Right.
One of my friends who's went to med school, they had a lot of interviews. And during that process, she purchased a suitcase that had a garment bag built into the suitcase.
I don't even know how that works.
It's so same concept of your garment bag folds in half
right.
vertically, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's basically like the expanded part of the suitcase has that bag folded in half.
Oh.
And I'm thinking about investing in one of these.
That sounds good. What's the quality of the rest of the bag? Because this sounds like a really good idea, but if it's not executed well, it could backfire.
It's a good quality bag, but you probably can't check it. I would guess based on the
key.
Unless they sacrifice some space from the main compartment, which they probably do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my garment bag, even though it's very flat, if it had any sort of depth to it at all, it wouldn't be checkable. The only reason why it's checkable is because I can shove it into the compartment and it's flat enough so that I can fold it in half again if I need to.
You mean
and
like bend carry-onable?
Yeah. Carry-onable.
Because you can just roll it up as much as you need to.
Right, exactly.
But and that it, would also mean that you wouldn't have to put your shoes in your...
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's I don't know how people do that.
Do what?
Just have a Garmin bag.
You did it.
I know. I tried and it screwed me.
Oh, you're saying... That was awful.
I've seen people.
Well, maybe they have a really short trip.
Maybe.
They always have at the front of the airplane room for hanging those.
Yeah, but those fill
you
up.
Be if, first class.
If you're in first class, you're getting...
Because if you're in first class, you often have a garment bag.
Yeah.
I see a strong correlation between first class and garment bags.
See, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe...
You should have upgraded.
Right, exactly.
You wanted to look like you could or should be upgraded.
I will never look like that in my life.
Saying looking cool wasn't the right word. Yeah, it wasn't right, looking right, cool. Right. It was looking like the person that's going to be upgraded to first class.
Right.
That was
look
my
like
strategy.
You mm-hmm. Right. I don't have good enough clothes to warrant a garment bag.
Right.
Have you guys ever flown first class?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have never flown first class.
I've multiple times flown.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you gotten upgraded or was it a
upgraded
a purchasable?
Times.
Didn't you fly to London?
Yep. So
last year?
Yeah, for the Net Awards.
Wow.
I was flying. Greg got a coach ticket for me, but my dad was going to come over with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like the US Air Select member or whatever that thing is, preferred, whatever.
Does
it is.
He travel often? What
All
does he
the
do?
Time, yeah. He business stuff through, you know, 20, 30 years, whatever. So he has that thing, which gets him one free upgrade a year on a transatlantic flight. And I think it gets him like one family member who's like a kid, basically. But he called him up.
Holding back jokes.
I know. He called him up and was like, and just like sweet talked somebody into letting him use the thing. Or maybe it's not even a kid, but maybe it has to be on the same reservation.
13 and under?
No, I actually don't think it's a kid. I think it has to be on the same reservation with you.
Yes, you're right.
And
I remember.
I already had a ticket. And he was buying one like a month before we left. And he called them up and got them to extend it to my reservation as well. So we both flew in like the lay down seats, which was pretty great.
Wow.
Both ways too, there and back. It was nice.
Were you on British Airways?
US Air, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's US Air preferred thing, whatever.
So I'm going to suggest that as an in-between step between episode 0 and episode 1, that we bring one carry-on suitcase into the office.
Like ready to go?
With a certain number of items. And then we each have to separately pack it.
Oh.
This is like a
That's
packing
way different.
Challenge.
Like a challenge.
Challenge.
I like associating challenges with the topics we talk about. I was going to say, I thought you were going to say like, we present a situation, pack the bag for it, and then bring it in and see who did what.
No,
but I like yours
better. We all get the same variables.
All the same suitcase, and then we all pack it.
So,
but should it be like by an outside source of like a woman and a man?
Well, we should all have the same clothes.
I won't know
we should
how to
all
pack.
Have the same. Well,
but we won't know.
We should pack gender neutral clothing.
Okay.
So
no high heels for you.
No high heels.
Okay.
No suits. Well, suits.
Well, you can do blazers.
Blazers.
Yeah. So I think that's great. I think for the next, when we post the next episode, we'll post the results of that contest.
We'll take some pictures.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yep.
Sweet.
All right. I think that was it.
Yeah, that was good.
That's all right.
We discovered some things today.
We did.
I know too much about spare underwear.
I'm going to be trying to create that situation for you.